Right. Oh my God. Half eight, thereabouts, and it's Mayo 10 points, Dublin 2-8, Ean. Oh God, oh God. Where does one start after that? That was awful. That was just absolutely terrible in every respect, you know. From the off, we were second best, and they just cut us to pieces, you know. We were naive at the back. We went man to man in the good old fashioned way, and paid the price for that. Our kickouts were just one dimensional. Robbie just kicked right down the middle. Kicked a few short ones after the game was lost, but you know, if Dublin are going to win 100% of their possession, which they will on their kickouts, because I know Cluxton is the master at this, but. You know, they're going to win 100% of their possession. We won, I'd say, maybe 30%. So any game, regardless of, even if the other factors weren't against us, that was going to kill us. And it did, but the fact that they just ran at us in the way that they did, and we were unable to do anything. And then we attacked in the most ponderous, slow way possible. Like, there was, you know, it took us forever to get scores, and... they just utterly destroyed us, you know, absolutely destroyed us. And just try to think back to when was the last time we got beaten on this scale. It's an awful long time. I think the only sort of rough analogy you could have is the beating up in Donegal in 2012, and I think we lost by 10 points up there, probably at around the same time of year. So you could sort of kind of say, well, you know, look how that year turned out. I don't buy it. I just think we weren't at the races. I think this defeat could well have such a scarring impact that it'll I'm not saying it's going to destroy our year, but it's very hard to see us wanting to go back and be facing the Dubs in an All-Ireland semi-final, which is what, you know, the draw would have us do after that. You know, they were several classes above us. It was just so bad at every level. And you know, I think the fact that the management didn't make changes until well after second half spoke volumes as well. I think they just didn't have a clue what to do. You know, I don't think, well, I'm not sure the changes would have made any difference anyway on the night. But but some tactical changes would certainly have been useful after 20 minutes, but we didn't do anything, and we hadn't a clue on the pitch, or we hadn't a clue off the pitch, and we paid the price, and we paid a very, very, very high price today. A 14 point beating on your own ground in front of 13,500 people, you know, an absolutely massive attendance, you know. And Mayo supporters are the best supporters in the country, but they deserved an awful lot better than the display that was put on tonight. This was just shocking. Completely shocking. And that's it. And as so many people have said tonight, you know, where was the fog machine when we need it? I think we need an awful lot more than a fog machine now, guys. Anyway, over and out.